Hi, my name is Shelby Brone, and I am 40 years old, and today is September 14th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my daughter.
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm 15, and I'm a sophomore in high school.
You're in high school? What high school do you go to?
Well, you should know that because you're my mother, but that's okay. I go to Orange County School of the Arts, and there I study a bunch of different styles of art, such as musical theater, dance, acrylic paintings, all that sort of fun stuff. So today I think we're going to be talking about the differences in, like, high schools and the differences in, like, you know, my mom grew up in such a different time than I did. And it's very fascinating to see, like, oh, how she turned out rather than, oh, how I'm going to turn out because of the society I'm growing up in today. So do you want to start with any questions?
Yeah. Well, definitely. I grew up in the 80s, which is a lot different than the 20th century,
much
right?
Much different.
And I know we have a lot of conversations about this, about how different it is from...
Yes.
How I maybe don't understand because it's so different, right?
Oh, yes.
So tell me, what is the thing that kids in the 20th century teenagers like to do in their free time?
Well, now we have our cell phones. So I know that was a really big thing in the 80s. You guys didn't have your cell phones. So for us, I think a lot of things we do in our free time is probably, you know, hang out with friends, go see a movie, which is pretty normal. I don't know. We go see a movie. We go to other people's houses. It honestly just depends. I don't think that has changed very much because there's not much, like, different things we can do. For me, I go to an art school, so a lot of times when I get together with friends, we like to paint or we like to do certain things like that. But I'm sure a lot of teenagers out there, you know, have their own little special thing that they like to do with their group of friends because I just think everybody's different when it comes to that sort of things.
And I think something that's fascinating about you and going to school as a teenager is that you use public transportation.
I do. So that's, I'm so happy you brought that up. It's one of my favorite things to talk about because it's where I met my best friends now. So, I use the OCTA system, which is the Orange County bus system, and you might sound like it's a little sketchy because I do go to school in downtown Santa Ana, if you're familiar with the OSHA campus. And so basically what I do is there's a bus stop about 5 minutes from my house, and then I pull up and I wait 10 minutes for the bus to come.
And that's in South Orange County, right?
That's in South Orange County, yes. So it's the 83 bus route, and I meet up with all my friends. Sometimes we go get coffee before we get on the bus. And then we all get on the bus, and we all sit together, and we have about a 30 to 45-minute bus ride to school, and it drops us off right in front of our school, which is a great coincidence. Because, first of all, for teenagers who are driving, it saves so much on gas money, and then it's, like, it's so much easier because you're not worried about rushing out the door because all you have to do is catch a bus. And there are about 54 kids who take the OCTA bus with me, so you might as well just slap a school bus sticker on it and call it a school bus because that's basically what it is. But I love it because we've also developed relationships with the bus driver. So it's my third year at OSHA, and the bus drivers have almost always been the same, and we have their little code names, and, you know, we all know each other, and it's very, very fun because sometimes we'll have conversations that are really funny and sometimes we'll have conversations that are very serious. But With the bus driver, yes. And they also have so many funny stories just because, you know, the people that get on the bus sometimes can be so hilarious and say hilarious things. So I think it was really just a bonding relationship because the best friends I have now, I actually met on the bus, because we're forced to spend, you know, 2 hours together every day going home and going back and going to school. And I think it's really fun, and there's always different stories on the bus. There's always different people we meet on the bus, so I think that's one of my favorite things about it.
And I think a lot of the misconception for parents and for teenagers, especially in Orange County, is they have this, like, stigma that they think public transportation isn't safe in Orange County, right?
Yeah, and they also think it's very dirty. So, actually, the OCTA has changed a lot. It's almost like taking an airplane now. So you go on, there's reclining seats, there's the little cabinets above the bus to, like, take, you know, put your backpacks and stuff. It's almost like a party bus. Yeah, and it's very easy to get a bus pass, too, because now they have the app, so it's very easy to purchase a bus pass, and it's really not safe. As long as you're taking it with a group of at least 3 kids, it's really safe, and the bus drivers will always look out for you. Like, they're always, like, and if you're ever confused about where to get off or where to stop, you can always talk to the bus drivers. They're the most sweetest people I think I've ever met, at least for my bus route, and I think, well, yeah, for sure, one of the stigmas is it's not safe, but all I can really say is it's, like, it is safe as long as you're with the right group of people.
And do you feel like it's prepared you for the future when you grow up and go to college and move out of Orange County possibly?
I definitely have. So the bus is a lot different too because, you know, now I know how to take public transportation. So if my car breaks down one day or, you know, something happens and I don't have my parents to drive me somewhere, I don't have my older brother to drive me somewhere, then I can easily just, you know, look up the closest bus stop and then get on a bus and take it to wherever I need to go. And it also has taught me to deal with a lot of people too. I feel like a lot of people come onto the bus and you just have to know when to initiate conversation. So I think it's been a huge learning experience for me now that I think about it. Yeah.
And tell me, like, you've mentioned to me that there's a lot of people that might be like homeless or struggling in their lives that ride the bus or public transportation. Can you tell me like one of your favorite stories about talking with somebody on the bus?
Yeah, of course. So I have to say one of my favorite stories is this woman. Okay, so at the time I had a key that I would wear around my neck. It's the brand called The Giving Keys or and basically what it is it's like a one word phrase that's on the key and you're supposed to wear it to give you whatever that word is. It can be strength, hope, courage, you know, whatever you need. And then whenever you find someone that needs it more, you're supposed to take the key off and give it to them. So I actually met a lady on the bus who I gave my key to. And what it was is we were all sitting down and I was sitting with my friends and she came down and she sat across from us. And my friends and I are never one to, like, get up and move just because someone looks like they live in poverty. Like, that's not – and she obviously did not have a home. From what I could tell, she, you know, she lived out of a shopping cart. And she was a very, very sweet woman. And she talked about – she asked us where we were going and where we were going to school. And we told her that we go to an art school. And she was like, oh, when I was younger, I used to practice art. And she told us all about how she played the guitar when she was little, but now she has arthritis, so she can't play anymore. She told us all about how she loves to paint. She basically, you know, opened herself up to us and told us a bunch of things. And she was very, very, you know, she was very, very kind. And she wasn't asking us for, you know, sometimes people get on the bus and they're like, oh, do you have any change? Do you have any change? She wasn't very kind. She wasn't asking us for anything. She just wanted to know our stories and we wanted to know hers. She was the sweetest woman I met. And she was talking about, you know, how she's trying to, you know, because the police force will come and they'll move the homeless people around. But she had built, you know, a home with many other people. And she was like, oh, yeah, now they're all splitting us up. And I noticed she could be I knew she was going through a hard time at the moment because she didn't want to talk about it. And so at the end of the bus ride, I was getting off the bus and I took off my key and I gave it to her. And she was the sweetest woman. So I think that's probably, you know, like the most touching story for me. We've also met so many funny people on the bus, too, that just constantly make us laugh. But there's too many. We don't have enough time to talk about all the people I've met on the bus.
They like to tell you jokes, right?
Yeah. We had this one woman who was singing gospel music from the minute she got on the bus. And she would, like, point at people and sing and be like, this one's for you. And it was so funny because it was like our own little gospel concert. It was very great.
And I'm sure your friends sang along with her as well, too.
Yeah, some of them did. The ones who knew the songs did or knew the tunes. Yeah, for sure.
And I think one of the sweetest things that you told me is that the bus drivers would even sing happy birthday to you guys.
Oh, yeah. So it was my birthday in February, and my friends brought me a bunch of balloons and, like, a mini cake, and the bus driver noticed, and I was sitting, like, in view of the bus driver because they have that giant mirror at the front, and he saw that I had balloons and he goes, is it someone's birthday on the bus? And everyone's screaming and pointing at me, and then he sings happy birthday, and now he does it for everybody, and I think it's the sweetest thing.
Well, that's sweet. So you've really learned a lot about people and
relationships. It's taught me a lot. It's also taught me a lot about, you know, poverty and, you know, how people struggle with certain things in their lives and how, you know, they have failed dreams but they still believe. And I think that's honestly fantastic. It's just, it's taught me a lot about, you know, not the, you know, upper class, middle class of Orange County, you know, Southern Orange County. All of us tend to be a little bit, you know, less mindful about, you know, the world and what's going on with, like, poverty and people who don't have homes or people who are, like, fighting a disease but don't have enough money to, you know, get proper treatment. So it's definitely taught a lot me about that. And now I've been involved in a lot more, you know, like, clubs and communities where it's like, you know, they do everything they can to help the homeless and to feed the homeless and to basically just try to give them a better quality of life.
Because going to school in Santa Ana, you see that a lot on the streets and around your school too, right?
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of times, you know, I think people have a really bad connotation of homeless people. I think everybody thinks that, okay, a homeless man is going to be, you know, sick in the brain and, you know, he's going to be, you know, wanting all the wrong things and, you know, harassing you and just not being polite. And a lot of times, sometimes it can be like that, sometimes, you know, but it's always been diseases that have been brought on by them being homeless and the struggles they've had. And a lot of times they're not. A lot of times they're very peaceful. And every time I tell someone, like, you know, from another high school, I'm like, oh, I go to Ocean, Santa Ana. They're like, oh my gosh, you must deal with 100 crazy people a day. And I'm like, a lot of times they're really not crazy. They're just humans. I mean, every now and then you'll run into the occasional one who's like, you know, a little bit over the top when asking you for, you know, if you have any food or money or, but a lot of times they're polite people who are just trying to live their best life.
Yeah, and they've just had struggles, right?
Yeah, and they've just, you know, they've either been evicted or they lost their home or their jobs or their family or just, you know, a lot of them have really good stories that we always try to listen to because, you know, I feel like a lot of times no one really listens to them, so we always try to, you know, help them in whatever way we can.
That's pretty amazing. And most of the kids at your school are like that, right?
A lot of the kids at OSHA are like that. Just because we're not a normal high school, it's not public, it's not private, it's, you know, it's a charter, but what you have to do is you have to audition to get in. So a lot of times the directors of the conservatories kind of know, you know, the type of person they want to allow into the school. So a lot of kids, I mean, there's the occasional rotten egg in the egg basket, but, you know, every high school has those people. But OSHA is honestly, it's a very good environment, and, you know, no one's really mean, and it's honestly a really good place to be.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think it's so different from when I grew up, because when I grew up, I was in this kind of like bubble of Orange County where it was super sheltered and I never even...
Well, you went to CDM, right?
Yeah, I went to Corona Del Mar High School. I never even really even saw homeless people when I was a kid growing up or even used public transportation until I was in my mid-30s. So
I think a lot of people, I could go up to, like, you know, 50% of the adults on the street and be like, hey, have you ever taken the bus before? And they'd probably be like, what's a bus? Like, I don't know. I think it's not, you know, the main thing of transportation, but I don't think a lot of people understand is the bus gets you there so much faster. Because, like, when we take the freeway, like, all the cars, like, move. They, like, part ways for the bus because no one wants to be driving in front of a big, huge bus. And we also get the carpool lane, which is so nice.
Yeah, and I think it's also better for the environment, too.
It's so much better for the environment. And OSHA's full of environmentalists, so we're all kind of, like, you know, we're that family who uses, like, metal straws. And, like, we use the bus transportation and we use electric cars because we want to cut down on gas and, you know, hurting the ozone and all those things, so... It's very good for the environment, especially because at least half the kids on the bus can drive, which I think is fantastic because, you know, they're helping.
Right. And even when you get your license, do you plan on still taking the bus or are you going to drive to school?
I will probably. So the thing with me is I do shows and stuff after school and I cannot take the bus at night because that's when it gets kind of like, you know, it's harder to take at night.
And you don't want to take it alone at night.
No, of course. So I'll probably drive on the days where I absolutely need to drive. But if it's just a regular school day for me, I will continue taking the bus. First of all, because, you know, gas money is so incredibly high. And, or like, you know, so that's a for real struggle for us teenagers over here trying to work a minimum wage job. And then, you know, also pay for gas and clothing and college at the same time. So I probably will continue taking the bus. Even when I'm going to a friend's house and I know there's a bus stop near, I'll probably end up taking the bus then too, just because it's easier. It cuts down on, you know, the smog and everything.
Right, right. So it's a much different time. And I know that even when we've been on vacations or traveled, that you've been the one who's been able to navigate transportation when we've rode the trains.
Yes, I almost always try and find an alternative route other than taking, you know, a car where we have to drive 4 hours to get to one place. I just think it's awful for the environment. And I'm no big, like, I'm not one of those people who's always like, oh my gosh, let's save the environment, go, go, go. But, like, you know, I live in a place where, depending on where you live, if you know the 73 freeway, when you drive from Aliso Viejo Laguna Beach area over the 73 and you're entering, you know, Newport Beach, you can kind of see, like, when you're on the hill, you can see the layer of smog. And that's definitely changed me because we drive on that freeway almost every other day. And so I can kind of see the smog and I see what it does to the environment. And then we also have to watch a whole bunch of things in, you know, health class and global studies class and world history class, where it's you kind of see other countries, you know, like India and China, where they struggle with, you know, a lot of pollution and you have to wear face masks. And I just don't think, you know, I don't think it's a very good quality of life for people.
Right, right. So I have one question about you growing up in the 20th century in Orange County. What is one of your happiest memories about being in Orange County as a teenager?
Oh, my goodness. If I have to, okay, if I have to relate it to Orange County, I would probably say because that's not in Orange County. Okay. Oh, I have so many happy memories, like, with my friends and stuff. Okay, well, from my hometown, I have to say, like, some of my happiest memories definitely come from, like, hanging out at, like, the town center with my friends, and we would always go see movies and things like that. Oh, my goodness. There's been so many things that have been, like, so incredibly happy. My brother's school does, my younger brother's school does this harvest festival in Orange County, and I think it's the funnest thing. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's my personality, call it, but, like, you get to go and you get to, like, tie-dye shirts, and there's always live music, and, you know. Also, going to the beach, that's probably my happiest memory.
And what's your favorite beach to go at in Orange County?
Oh, my gosh, you know this, but I'll say it anyway. It's Woods Cove.
Yes. OMG. Why do you love Woods Cove so much? I know why I love it, because it's got free parking. And
almost all the time it has free parking, and it's not, like, miles away parking either. It's close to Gina's Pizza, which is my favorite pizza place. It's close to trolley stops, and it's, like, okay, so you walk down the stairs, and there's always, I'm one of those people who likes to surf and likes to boogie board, and so big waves are kind of, you know, my jam. And so, you know, the big waves at Woods Cove are almost always constant, and if there's not big waves, then there's eventually going to be a set of big waves that come. And then my older brother and I really like to, you know, go boogie boarding there. Another beach we also really love is Doheny, just because, you know, that's where we like to surf. Seal Beach, too, that's another. That's where I learned to surf, so that was.
And I remember recently, this past summer, you loved to go out so far because you're an experienced swimmer and you've grown up here in Orange County that you made the lifeguards a little bit nervous.
Yes. So people get really, really confused because I'm a petite girl. I look like I'm about 12 years old, but in reality, I'm almost 16. So people get very, very confused. So I kind of, like, swim out really far, almost to, like, where the point where, like, it's just my head above the water and that's all you can
see. You're just like a dot.
Yeah. And so people get really confused, and then the big swells start coming in. They're like, oh my God, that girl is going to die. And sometimes, you know, the jet ski will come out and ask me if I'm okay, and I'll just be, you know, kind of, like, chilling there. I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. So a lot of times I'll go out with my older brother just so, you know, it's like they don't get too worried about me. The lifeguard has swam out at least 8 times to come and see if I need rescuing. And I'm like, dude, like I'm just floating.
And this past summer you had the jet ski come and give you like a tow in, right?
Yeah. So the rip currents are very, very strong at Woods Cove, and I've gotten stuck in a few of them. But there was a whole bunch of people out, like, way, way out because the rip currents took us out because it was a really big set. And the jet ski guy came with the little, like, thing on the back of his jet ski. And he, like all these teenagers were, like, holding on. And I, like, grabbed onto someone's foot. And, like, he kind of, like, all took us in while we were being, like, smashed by waves. But honestly, it was so much fun. So, no regrets. No regrets.
And you mentioned Gina's Pizza, but food is, like, a big part of me growing up here in Orange County.
Yes.
And it's changed so much. What is, like, some of your favorite places? Because the food scene is huge now. And before it was just kind of, like, fast food and chains. Like, it was, like, Coco's and Noggle's, but they've made a comeback. So.
The food scene's changed a lot. I wouldn't say it's, like, a lot of people are trying to get really creative with their food now just because it's a very competitive business nowadays. You know, a lot of people are competing. We also, let's talk about Yelp for a second, because that can make or break your business. I've seen businesses go out of business just because they have awful Yelp reviews. Like, and that stuff's scary.
And they're not even necessarily that bad of places either.
No. I've been to so many restaurants where it's like, okay, they have 2 stars, but their food is great. It's just the service might be a little off. But that can always change with time. And I don't think Yelp, you know, gives people enough time. Also, people are so judgmental now, like, with food because of it's changed so much. People are so judgmental of what they're putting in their bodies. And now there's veganism and vegetarianism. And I know, like,
and they want it to be Instagram worthy.
Yes. And I know that wasn't a huge problem in the 80s from what I've heard from, you know, you and my dad. And, like, now it's like, you know, what's the most hip place to go? What's good for the environment? What doesn't have GMOs? What doesn't, you know, what's not going to hurt, you know, anything around me or my body? And I'm all for, you know, green food and, you know, eating green and, you know, making sure that what you're putting in your body is right. But also, like, there's got to be a few days where, you just really want that Chick-fil-A and you're going to go eat the Chick-fil-A. Like, I just think people kind of, like, forget about that. Like, you got to, and especially teenagers now, too, with all of the eating disorders and the mental illnesses that people struggle with these days. And it's like, I think it's truly awful. But sometimes, you know, for me, it's like, okay, if I aced a test or, you know, I did really well in an audition I had, then I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go eat a cheeseburger now. And now I have a very fast metabolism.
And
so,
it's okay to have a cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's okay as long as you think you've earned it and it's what you want. As long as it's what you want. I would never be one of those people who would tell myself, oh, I really want a cheeseburger right now, but, like, I can't eat one. Like, I would never do that. Maybe if it was every week I was having that problem. But, you know, once a day, if I was like, okay, I want a cheeseburger, I'm going to go eat a cheeseburger. Also, my family's Italian, so we also eat very, very high-carb foods. So I think it's a little bit of that in me because I'm just kind of like, you know, oh, okay, you cut an onion. You deserve, like, a whole thing of spaghetti now. So I think it's like, I think it's part of that. I mean, everybody's different, though. So if it's your thing to, you know, eat green and be a vegan and buy vegan leather and vegan shoes, like, if that's your thing, then go all for it. Like, I would say, like, oh, my gosh, good for you. Like,
and we didn't have any of that when I was growing up. And no. I think the biggest thing that I've noticed different with the food scene is it's all about the Instagram picture with your food.
Yep.
And 90% of that food I've tried that are, quote, Instagram worthy doesn't taste good.
It's the hole in the wall places that are family run that almost always have the best food. One of my favorite fast food restaurants, okay, well, Chick-fil-A, because I used that as an example
Wahoo's,
earlier.
Right?
And Wahoo's. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Wahoo's is like the center of like my friend group because basically we used to go from, there's a Wahoo's right by our bus stop. So we used to get off the bus. If you're a teenager listening to this, please be glad that you get out of school at like 3:10 because I do not get out of school until 5 p.m. every day. And it's okay. I'm okay with it because, you know, I go to school and I do what I love, which is painting and singing and dancing, but I don't get out until 5 p.m. And then I have homework on top of that. But anyway, I would get off at the bus stop around 6 o'clock with all my friends, and we used to go and it would be dinner time by that point, and we'd be like, hey, you know, all your parents are here. Why don't we all just go to dinner together? And we almost always went to Wahoo's just because it's easy, it's healthy, it's fresh, it's not, you know, bad food. And once we come from a long day of school, it's really nice to, you know, like feel fresh and eat good food. So Wahoo's.
With your bus family, because you forgot to mention that.
Family.
You guys call each other your bus family,
we
right?
We have the bus fam. We have like 1,000 group chats. Yeah, it's my bus fam. We've known each other for like, well, my older brother's known them for longer because he's been going to the school longer, but my older brother's known them for, like, 4 years. I've known them for 3 years. It's one of those things. And we're not, like, that exclusive family. If anybody starts taking the bus, you know, the new freshman this year, we always kind of accept them and we talk to them. We always make a new group chat with all of the children because we have each other's backs. Like, when I just got a text from my, hold on, I'll read it to you guys. I just got a text from my friend the other day, and she was going to be late. Hold on, let me find it. Yeah, and it's like, oh, save me a seat, I'm going to be late. And she texts it to the group chat, and everybody's like, okay. And then we're like, where do you want the seat to be? And we'll ask her. We look out for each other. Like, there's no, like, it's just one big group of, like, happiness on the bus.
Because
we all
really
understand.
Neat. And that's really kind of unique, I think, in Orange County, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? Like, coming from a regular school before you went to Ocean, before you rode public transportation, was much different.
Yeah, carpools are kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of carpools.
I'm not a fan of carpools either. I don't know. I've never had a good experience with a carpool. I don't think our family has ever had. Well, yeah,
no.
Tyler's not even in a carpool.
We've never had a good experience with carpools, right?
No.
Somebody's always fighting.
Someone is always fighting. The kids are always kind of like
screaming.
Different age groups, too, so.
Yeah, people aren't always listening and behaving.
The bus is nice. And everybody, you know, we all kind of understand each other. And also, it's really nice because going to OSHA, everybody kind of lives, like, different amounts, like, away. So, like, some people live in Big Bear, and I'm like, oh, my God, the commitment. Someone moved from England just to go to OSHA.
Wow.
Like, that's what I think of. And so,
or
you know,
Pedro, your friend Pedro, came from Brazil,
he
right?
He came from Brazil. So my best friend Pedro, he came from Brazil. We've been friends for a really long time. He is part of the bus fam, which he's part of the OG bus fam, as we like to call it. Yeah, so he came all the way from Brazil, which I think is insane. So anyway, like, the thing with the bus is we all live in the same general area. So, like, these are the people that I will run into at the supermarket, or these are the people that if I'm out to dinner on Friday night with my family, we're probably going to see their family there. So these are the people that I don't have to drive, like, 80 million hours to go see and say hi to. So
like
these,
other kids at your school, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends at my school, and they live in, like, you know, for example, they'll live in, like, Long Beach, and they'll be like, hey, want to hang out this Saturday? And I'll be like, I don't have those kind of resources to just, you know, like, get up and, like, drive to Long Beach. But normally we're good at meeting halfway. The only sad thing about taking the bus is all of my friends that I've met on the bus were all different ages. So, for example, two of my best friends right now are seniors. Two of my other best friends right now are juniors, and I'm the only sophomore who's kind of, like, in the OG bus fam. So it's gonna be really sad when everybody graduates, and I'm just going to be kind of like, that's the only downside to it, because I'm going to miss them so much. But we all live in the same place, so we're still going to see each other, and we'll still hang out because we'll all be driving. So.
And so the last thing I wanted to talk about, like, the difference between the 80s and the 20th century teens is clothing.
Ugh.
So I noticed, like, you're wearing a very familiar outfit today, because
fashion
has kind of maybe not changed as much.
I call it thrift shopping, my dudes. So my mom's closet, how do I explain?
Saved
you?
Everything for a
You're
really long time.
You're not a hoarder, but, like, when it comes to clothes, like, you just don't get rid of anything because it's kind of like, oh, you know, this might have purpose in the future, which it did. So this summer we had a project, and it was called, you know, thrift shopping in my mom's closet. So I have a whole new wardrobe, and it's basically just clothes from the 80s. Some of them I had to sew back together, though, because they had rips or stains or whatever.
Because I was in the mood to cleanse and get rid of all my old clothes, but then we didn't end up really getting rid of them, huh?
Yeah, so a lot of times thrift stores is where it's at, for me at least. I don't know. Some people like the fashion from, like, Forever 21 or H&M or those kind of places. Also, thrift stores is basically a cheaper version of, like, Urban Outfitters and Brandy Melville. Like, those just aren't – I love Urban, but – man, is that place overpriced. And especially, like, I've never really worried about that kind of stuff, but, like, I go in there and I'm like, I have my, like, you know, $20 allowance, and I'm like, dude, I can buy, like, one shoe with this.
Or one sock.
Like, or one sock. Like, I can't buy much. So, a lot
and
of
I think
stores.
It's cool that we're talking about, like, the 80s versus the 20th century, like, growing up, and, like, you're wearing an outfit that I wore in high school.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes. A lot of the styles have come back, though. Well, it's cool if you look like you're from the 80s now. It's attractive for most people. I really can't say there was, like, you know, it's 2019, almost 2020. From 2010 to 2019, I cannot say we've, like, developed our own fashion, because a lot of it has just been, you know, like, vintage clothing fashion trends and, like, you know, we have runway trends. We have those. But, like, for high school, I would just say, you know, it's almost the same, except, you know, there's a few things, like, you know, sweater weather that we've, like, kind of taken on, and, like, PSL season. But I don't know. A lot of it's trendy to look like you live in, like,
PSL
80s and
season.
90s. PSL season, dude. It's back. Go to your local Starbucks. Get a PSL, dude. It's here.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Ella. This is really fun.
Yes, this was interesting. Got to explore a lot of topics.
Yes, definitely. Well, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.